It's called the McKinney Fire. It started on Friday, grew from 1 to 160 square kilometres in 24 hours, and is now covering well over 200 square kilometres and continuing to spread. A mandatory evacuation order was issued. An estimated 2,000 people left their homes Saturday, and another 500 have been evacuated in the course of Sunday, many leaving behind their possessions, like this 81-year-old.
My house is gone, all my furniture, all my clothes, shoes, coats, boots, everything's gone.
Some decided to leave before the mandatory evacuation and managed to save some of their belongings.
Yeah, we got out before the fires. Actually, they gave us a red flag to get out because we don't want to be there to, when they do say get out, have 15 minutes to get out, and then we got all our stuff packed up, ready to go, so we get out of there as soon as possible.
The swirling winds made the course of the fire impossible to predict.
Yeah, I mean, it could come from any angle at this point. It's just a matter of where the winds take it.
Over 60 hikers who were on the popular Pacific Crest Trail were safely rescued.
They had about 20 feet of visibility on the trail at the time that they, you know, chose to call in and try to get some help.
The McKinney Fire is by far the largest, but across the west of the United States, more fires are flaring up. Erratic weather is threatening to bring dry thunderstorms with dangerous lightning, but little to no actual rain. And above all, the soaring heat is creating the ideal conditions for fires to start and spread. Mike Hanna, Al Jazeera.